Within the prison, Vasudev and Devaki gave birth to male children year after year. And Kamsa, thinking each of the babies to be the incarnation of Vishnu, killed them one after another. When Devaki became pregnant for the seventh time, a plenary expansion of Krishna appeared within her womb. Devaki was overwhelmed and at the same time sad, for she knew as soon as the child was born, Kamsa would kill it. At that time, Lord Sri Vishnu ordered his own internal potency.
O all-auspicious Yoga Maya, in the womb of Devaki is my expansion, Anantasesh. Please transfer him to the womb of Vasudev's other wife, Rohini. He will be safe there. Then I myself will take birth from the womb of Devaki. Dear Yoga Maya, I want you also to grace the earth. Go to Gokul, the beautiful village of Nanda and Yasoda, and become their daughter. In time, you'll be known as Bhadrakali, Maya, Durga, and Vijaya. You will be worshipped by all mankind.
When Yoga Maya transferred Anantashesh to the womb of Rohini, people understood that Devaki's seventh pregnancy had ended in a miscarriage. After this arrangement, the Supreme Personality of Godhead entered within the mind of Vasudev, and from the mind of Vasudev, he was transferred to the mind of Devaki. Exactly as the setting sun's rays are transferred to the full moon rising in the east.